Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Venus in Velvet radio show. My name is Tore, and I'm here with you tonight at my regular time. Thank goodness, back at the 11 o'clock hour. I love the nightlife. I like to boogie. Okay, so you know that I'm a night bird. Last week's show was early and earlier and later in the week and earlier in the evening. So back to our show time that we know and love. Tonight our subject, our topic is going to be about raising your vibration and going through these personal shifts that some of you may already have been feeling and being connected to, making amazing turns in your life. And sometimes they are very emotional turns. Sometimes we don't realize we're not sick. Maybe we're just clearing and we're just adjusting our energy. That's what happens when you change the frequency in your life and things are coming to you quicker as the ways of knowledge, wisdom, just a sense of knowing. Sometimes we, they should be, the older you get, the wiser you get, but not all cases. So sometimes we have to learn to listen to our souls, listen to ourselves, and that is truly what we're talking about tonight. So, if you want to call into the show, I ask that you try to keep it on subject. And the number is 646-727-2585. Back in my home studio this week. So happy to be here. And, of course, with my little spooky girl. Right, Spooky? That's right. So she's all on it. So our being with your personal shifts, and if you've noticed a turn off to certain things, even foods, maybe certain television programs or kinds of music are changing within your vibration. You're not so clinging to them anymore. Perhaps you have released listening to them or watching them or being a part of these things, or even with food. No desire, no cravings for certain things. Some people even say they shift sexually, that they don't understand that they don't have a desire level. Well, sometimes that's just about the shift. It's nothing more than that. So a lot of times that's just a very temporary thing. So as we grow, as we ascend, as that's what we call it, we do find that the energy changes, so we have to change with it. And, you know, we get our groove back, we get our energy in the right place as we need it to be. We just have to, as REO Speedwagon says, roll with the changes. So that is what we're chit-chatting about this week. Okay. I'm going to take this first caller in the 951, and I know my Miss Spooky must be shifting because she's all about the energy right now. So you take this caller in the 951. Hi, caller.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. Listening in. Are you doing tarot card readings or readings?
Well, basically, what we're dealing with tonight, and, you know, I do more than readings with the tarot. I'm a medium and a teacher of metaphysics. So a lot of times they tune in with your vibration if you've been going through a lot of shifts. So what's your first name?
Lori.
Lori. Okay, Lori. Hi. Thanks for calling into the show. And what made you tune into this particular show?
Well, I don't have a TV, so I listen to Blog Talk a lot.
Okay. Well, you know, some people are good with not having television, so they can be more creative. And others, and you know, it opens up a whole other world. I mean, you wouldn't be calling right now if you were watching television. So I'm appreciative of that and your ability to be open. You know, one of the things that I pick up right away with you and your energy, Lori, that a new start is about to occur. That we also see the Tower energy. I pulled out two cards from my Osho Zen Tarot with you. So
okay.
When I see that the Ace of Swords, which is consciousness, Buddha, and then we have the thunderbolt of the Tower, then we know that things are going to shift, and they're going to shift big. So we've got a new big thing happening in our life. Sometimes it deals with a new move, a new opportunity. Some people say, you know, they're afraid of change, but change is good. And also, when we talk about ascension and the frequency shifts within our own life, we realize that that's what's happening. You know, sometimes we get really emotional over things we can't explain, but that's because some things are about to happen, and we feel them moving. So have you been in any of that lately? Have you been feeling any of these things shifting within you?
I think so. I feel I'm going through a change. Well, I was feeling bad about the choices I made in school and with I was getting along with the professor that caused me a lot of grief. And so right now what I'm worried about also at the same time, if I should go on and get a master's or just stop college altogether or go back to do a degree in nutrition.
Okay.
I
just feel like a new start because of that thunderbolt kind of shine through as like the Tower. That's your personal energy, and that deals so much more with you making a shift for the new, for the better. Because I even got the Queen of Wands, and she's in the Osho Zen, she's sharing. So that's about healing and sharing energy like that. So there must be some, when is your birthday?
I'm a Cancer, June 29th.
Oh, okay. Well, I am also a Cancer, June 26th.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I got to tell you, a lot of Cancer women, a lot of women are natural healers, natural emotional feeling women, and in that respect, they gain a lot from being of service to others. So, so you rocked the boat a little with your schooling. So that made you wake up and realize what you really want to do. Sometimes that just happens. You know, that's all part of the shift, Lori.
With school, you get caught in a rut. You either got to go and go and finish, or either you don't get nothing. I mean, it's a ball game. It's you can't stop once you start. It's because of for me anyway, because I do loans. So yeah, it's
Well, you know the Shawnee have a very interesting saying. The Shawnee Indians, they say you have to consider this like your legacy and your legend of what you're doing in your life. So when the legends die, the dreams end, and there is no more greatness. So finish what you start. You may have gotten yourself a little, you know, tangled up, but still see you as a very giving woman. So through all great moments and legends and tales, there has to be a great story with it. So sometimes it's just about what motivates you more.
I don't even want to go into that.
I think what you got to take care of here, hon. I think you just knew, there are other things you have to do as well. But you finish what you start, you get through this, you know where your passion is.
I would have been done. That's what I'm upset about. I would have been done.
Yeah.
But it's because of the professor and her unprofessionalness. So then it cost me $12,000 more. Like, I have money to pay for all this.
Right. Well, lesson learned, though. Lesson learned, and we know how we have to approach things now.
And then it's her fault, not mine. Okay. Bye-bye.
Well, blessings to you, my dear.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a great night. Bye-bye. Hey, it's our first caller, Lori. So if you're just tuning in, we are talking about ascension and your energy shifts, your frequency shifts, your personal shifts. So as she found out, she had a tango with a teacher, and it kind of rocked the boat, but made her wake up to what she really has to get perspective on and do in her life. Part of ascending is just that. Sometimes we have to go through some lessons and learn from these things. And I don't know if you've ever heard of the solfeggio frequencies, Fibonacci codes and such, but there's a few frequencies that change our environment, too. If you listen to certain music or chants or powerful tones or just, you know, I'm going to go to the music part because that's, you know, my walk as well. Well, so there's a frequency, and it's called kind of what we were dealing with Lori there, the frequency of 386. That's liberating yourself from guilt and fear. And now don't have worry, don't have guilt, don't have fear. Liberate yourself from these things, the 386. And if you are trying to get rid of pain, there's the 174. We're going to talk about a couple other of the frequencies. And some of the shifts that we have simply are our environment changes and who we're attracted to, what we're attracted to. And some of the steps that we can take even just to make this shift occur. Rome wasn't built in a day, neither were you. One small change can make a huge difference in your world. Change one thing. And do remember this, that your words are powerful. They carry much energy with them. So do not let the tongue jump in front of the mind, okay? Do not let the tongue jump in front of the mind. That makes a difference in how we say respond instead of reacting. Got a caller in the 910. Caller in the 910, about to pick up here. Don't forget that this is November, a new opportunity for us to have new things in our lives, a new frequency, a new shift. This weekend in Casadega, we have gala days, which we do usually like once a quarter. So it's kind of like an old-timey Founders Day thing. So I'll be there, of course, and many, many other people will be in town. And then on the second Saturday of the month, I do my tea leaf reading party there. And then the next day after at Luna Sola Esoterica in Sanford, I have a new class, which is called, we're dealing with the goddess, meditation with goddess. So I'm going to take our next call. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Carrie. How are you?
I am well, Carrie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I had a question for you.
Okie dokie. Hopefully I have an answer.
Okay, good. Well, this is my first time calling.
I'm
enjoying listening to your show, and I really resonate with what you're saying because I have been offering Reiki for about 9 years, and a lot of things have shifted for me, and my vibration is really super high. I can feel the frequencies and the changes, and even in my hands and my arms and everywhere I go. It's very hard, though, for me to be able to go in stores. I feel really disconnected from the outside world at this point. And I just feel like it's too much for me.
You're going through a lot of attention shift right now, yes. Upper body also, by the way, shoulders, neck, arm, upper extremities, they usually get, they're the first signals out of it all. And we
I mean, it's right now happening right now.
Yeah, and we have a tendency to do a little shaking and whatnot, so shield up, just shield up and clear after, no worries.
So yeah. Is there a way to tell? I try not to go shopping. Is there a way to tell, though, how much we've shifted? Like, I feel like I am so done with the third, the fourth. I'm in the fifth. I feel like I'm just very, very much so high. You know what I mean?
Well, in that, you know, there's about 12
vibration.
Steps to the frequency. There's about 12 levels of ascension. So, you know, there's a great path of just, you know, the physical stuff. And then kind of even where you isolate or separate yourself emotionally, like you don't feel like you need to be the rescuer or the savior, so to speak, in that respect. You can still be the healer. There was a Master Cho, I can't remember his last name, but he used to speak to huge groups of people. He was an Asian man. And one of my good friends went and saw him, and he said, you know, most healers, they take on a group and they do a sound or something. He simply went, like, with the intention energy. His frequency was so high, he just went, he, like, just put his hand out and tap. That's it. Everybody in the room all at once. You know, where you probably are feeling because you're leaving, you're departing some of this, stuff that you're leaving away from. I'm the rescuer, the savior. I am also departing from my emotional connection. It's not that you don't care. It's just now that you're not getting caught in that spin so heavily. So you're like halfway there. Well, into the halfway mark. So there's more to come.
Well, pull me up.
Even transcending, meditating. Well, you know what happens is you can kind of send yourself somewhere else for a while and split your energy that way. And that way, you really know you hit the top and graduated. But you're probably about six or seven levels in, close to seven. So, you know, close to the seventh heaven, right? Yeah, for sure. But where are you in this world, Carrie? Where do you live?
I am in Wilmington, North Carolina. So I'm on the water.
Okay. Beautiful. I love the Carolina area and North Carolina, especially. I had a very strong connection with Cold Mountain when I was there.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of Native American spirits, and I have two bloodlines of Native American bloodline. So I totally was feeling the vibe when I was there. So you're in an awesome place to be doing healing work. So, these are temporary shifts, you know, and we just went through a major blaze of the cosmos. So all the people who are
been
healers and high readers, they are really feeling it. Like today I'm usually at Universal Studio. I'm at Casadega, but today I had to lay out, had to take the day out because I had so much week going on from the Halloween week and even the week before. I built up so much energy to get through that time that it was like at 4 o'clock yesterday, a shift happened for a lot of people. And I can't even begin to tell you how many people their energy
at
4 o'clock.
Happened with me. I felt nauseated at that time. I really did. I felt really sick to my stomach, and then it went away after it was like an hour or so it was easing off, but it was really strange. I'm like, what is happening?
Well, you know, it's true. And one of the things that I've really kind of picked up with you right away is that you have a great energy for intention. You know, when you desire to create or manifest something, you keep focus on it. And when you want to heal somebody, your intention energy is very pure and clear. It's no ego. It's strictly, you know, from above through me to them. You really deflect any ego whatsoever, Carrie. And I'm blessed that you called the show because I love talking and connecting to people with that vibration. So
I know.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Same here.
So we're in that law of attraction of like attracts to like. 4 o'clock came and went. We all felt the shift.
We did.
So, you know, and sometimes you have to be in carry. Sometimes you have to be alone. Sometimes you cannot be around a ton of people when that goes down. You have to relax, and then you have to breathe and drink water and move and make that energy shift for you. Because those are some things that we don't realize we have to do in order to factor in how do we make the best of this change. We have to, and then we can make one little change, make it happen, and look at our big picture, what we really want to do, and even start journaling a little more, writing down things. And like till you get, I don't care if you write in circles. Sometimes I write in circles when I'm taking notes around other people. I write in the patterns, and then I go, wow, that's really big that I wrote like that. So
yeah.
It must mean that it's already in me, that it was going with being downloaded.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's awesome. I love it that you're all into that too. I just love talking with like-minded folks who understand, you know, that part
wonderful.
Of it.
Well, I am
you.
So glad that you have called the show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I do hope you call
too.
Back and share some experiences with us and recognize that, you know, from one healer to another, and hope you get cleared out from all the shift and that you renew your vibration to a higher level now.
Thank you. And you do the same, and have a good night.
You too, dear. Take care.
All right. Namaste. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got a caller in the 770, so stick around. I'll be right back. Welcome back to the Venus and Velvet Radio Show. Sorry about that. My name is Toray. I just took a big drink of water. Okay, we're talking about changing your frequencies and noticing the shift and feeling how things are changing. As I was mentioning to our earlier caller there, Carrie, about some of the physical symptoms that we can feel. And pay attention to the clock. You know, a lot of times I get woken up at 4 a.m. or even 2 a.m. Just depends if I've gone to bed yet or not. I'm a night bird, you know. So pay attention to what happens with your body and drink a lot of water and clear. And even take an extra shower if you need to and cleanse. Don't be afraid to do these extra steps. You're important. And remember to try to eat healthy, raise your vibration by listening to positive words and positive music and just try to remain in a positive energy, kind of going into the Native American month here. And I was mentioning I have a couple bloodlines in my father's family, and I have a really great book of multiple nation proverbs, quotes and things, and they said, to seek the ways of the eagle and not the wren. That's from the Omaha a lot of times it's just interesting how these proverbs are very similar to other proverbs you might have heard before. It all comes from one source, people. So I'm going to take our caller in the 770. Okay. Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you tonight?
I'm well. Who am I speaking with?
Great. My name is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. Thanks for calling.
And I'm calling from Georgia.
Maddie, all right. What's going on, Maddie?
Well, I just tuned in, and I just want, I'm open to, are you reading? I didn't get the first part of your show.
Okay, well, the show basically we're talking about is how to shift your frequency, how to change your energy, and if you're noticing certain things are happening in your life in that nature, sometimes it can be that we are overly emotional all of a sudden, or we feel like big change is on the way. We just feel it in our solar plexus, in the pit of our stomach. So with you, Maddie, there must be a change that's getting ready to happen because I hear transformation is all around you.
You know what? And I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely feel that.
Yeah, I do think that you've got about a month, maybe. About a month.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I have a what, you say?
About a month before this shift shows.
A month? Okay.
Yeah, if that. So, but it's a good shift. As we know, a lot of changes are always for the better, especially when we're not sitting there trying to create them. Because that's not how change happens. Change happens from the creation of the mind, first and foremost. And that's all we need. So are you tied in with somebody right now, Maddie? Are you connected with someone at the heart?
I do have someone on my mind, but
mm-hmm.
it has not manifested yet.
Well, just get ready for opening your soul up like a big rainbow, okay?
I love it because it's about time.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing. We always feel things when they're ready. One time someone had said to me, because they were all happy, they were in love and everything. And they said, oh, but Teray, why aren't you with somebody? I said, it's not my, and I even was bold enough to say, it's not my year for love. And they were like totally like shaking their head, like, what do you mean a year? And I said, well, I may go on a date or two, but I said, it's not like that with me. I don't need to chase that down. That needs to come to me. I need to be ready.
Yeah.
So there are people who don't understand that, but when you have other big things in your life playing a role, you know, you have to know where your priorities are and that if you are a loving spirit, a loving soul, love is always with you and love is always near you and from you. So when it's your time, it's your time.
I love that quote. I really do. Well, that's good to know because someone definitely has been on my mind. It's like, I cannot shake that. It's like, why? But now I understand why.
If you get a chance to listen to the, they call them the solfeggio frequencies, look it up. You can look it up online. Solfeggio is a musical term. But the 636 is your connection to understanding relationships in your relations in life. The 636.
Relations in love.
Mm-hmm.
636. And if I get a chance to do what you say, look up what?
Solfeggio.
Solfeggio.
Solfeggio. It's a musical term, but it actually is a frequency. So work on that. YouTube it. Go look it up on YouTube. Check it out. I'm going to tune out for my audio tonight. Solfeggio. Yeah.
Solfeggio.com.
No, so if it's your frequency on YouTube, just go look them up
on
YouTube.
Frequency
on
YouTube.
There's
okay.
a bunch of them. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
and
363
is
here.
my 636.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm going to say goodnight to our audience. So I want to say thank you all for tuning in tonight to the Venus and Velvet Radio Show. Call me on the show next week if you'd like, or anytime to check in with venusandvelvet.com, and I'll be here. Have a wonderful night. Many blessings to you, dears, and namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.